Smokin' Joe, the autobiography of a heavyweight champion of the world, Smokin' Joe Frazier, by Joe Frazier with Phil Berger, narrated by Bill Andrew Quinn.
1. That boy is gonna be the next Joe Louis. Where I come from, folks don't know me as Joe Frazier. I was always Billy Boy. That name was given to me by my daddy, Reuben Frazier. He owned a 1940 Ford that he drove the hell out of, over rough terrain, along backcountry roads, on streets all over Beaufort County, South Carolina. The particular Ford model, known as a Billy, was a beast. No matter how hard daddy drove that sucker, the Billy always got him to where he had to go, never breaking down. In daddy's mind, the car stood for reliability, the same sort of trustworthiness that he saw in me. See, we were as close as father and son could be. I like to say I went from my mama's belly into my father's arms. Yeah, my daddy was my hero, my heartbeat. We were always together. From the time I was a toddler, daddy used to carry me wherever he went, over the 10 acres of farmland we Frazier's owned, to the still where he made bootleg corn liquor, and into town on Saturdays to buy the necessities that a family with 11 children needed. And wherever we went, Billy Boy wasn't along just for the ride. From the time I was able to walk, I not only hung out with him, but also helped any way I could. My daddy was broad-shouldered and big-beamed like I am, but strong as he was, he sometimes needed help because he'd had his left hand and part of his forearm amputated about a year before I was born on January 12, 1944.